From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. It's been 10 years since our last hurricane in South Florida, 10 years this past weekend since Hurricane Wilma. On the mainland, we remember Wilma for its winds, but in the Keys, Wilma was water. From our southernmost bureau in Key West, Nancy Klinginer tells us about the storm that created the biggest floods the Keys had seen in decades and changed life there for a lot of people.
In the Keys, Hurricane Wilma was the culmination of a two-year story. It started with the hurricane season of 2004. The Keys were evacuated four times that year, but no serious damage. And then the storm season of 2005 started, right on schedule with Arlene in June.
And then the next month, there's another one. And the next month, there's another one. And every time the next one comes, you think, oh, we're good for the season now. It's over.
That was the year of Dennis, Katrina, and Rita. People like Virginia Wark built shutters and bought generators.
And then another one comes, and it's like getting sucker punched.
Wark has lived in Key West since 1985, but she had never seen anything like this.
It was too much over and over again, and you felt like it was never going to end.
Paul Hansen was working as a paramedic at the time.
We had just gotten done with Hurricane Rita, and I just remember my neighbor across the street saying, Wilma, and I'm like, well, what's that mean? And he's like, well, there's another one coming.
The county ordered a mandatory evacuation, but hardly anyone left.
Put yourself out of work at the end of the month. The man wants his money for the house, for the mortgage and everything. And you get whacked with those storms, and then you got to stop what you're doing. And then you got, you know, there's only so many trips to Orlando you can do, you know, when you're evacuating. It taps you out.
In the early morning hours of Monday, October 24th, Wilma went by to the northwest. The center of the storm was 75 miles from the Keys. At the time, it was a Category 3. There were some serious winds and coastal flooding overnight, but a lot of people went out in the morning and thought,
okay, we're good. We didn't get flooded. This is definitely a good thing.
At Paul Hansen's house, the first surge of water reached the doorstep, then subsided.
And then the second surge came, and that was the big one.
It wasn't just the water. It was what was in the water.
There was fuel, sewage in the water. There was every rodent, scorpion, snake, and the water had like a milky texture to it. And it was all basically like rolling right through the house.
The first indication Virginia Wark had of the flood was when one of the dogs came running into the bedroom and jumped on the bed, and its feet were wet. And then the water just kept rising.
It was 3 feet. It was 3 feet. We had the dogs floating on the box spring and mattress in the bedroom. The dogs are looking over the side of it like they're looking over a raft. They're like, well, okay, I don't like this.
It wasn't like Katrina in New Orleans. The water went down within a few hours. But it was enough to destroy people's homes. Like Betty Raddix, a fourth-generation conk who lived in a mobile home. She spent the storm itself at a hotel in Old Town where she worked. After the storm was over, she walked home. Her husband warned her over the phone that they had water in the house and the floor had collapsed, but she wasn't prepared for what she saw.
It looked like a bomb had gone off in it because all my clothes were wet, all my pictures, all my books. Everything I owned was soaking wet except for what I had on my back.
Snowbirds let the Raddix live in their winter homes until the couple could get a FEMA trailer. Paul Hansen's friends and family did laundry, made meals, loaned them money. Virginia Wark stayed in her next-door neighbor's upstairs apartment.
If it wasn't for Ralphie taking care of us and taking us in during that first month and a half, I don't know what we would have done. It's like, he's like my big brother. He saved us.
Wark fixed up her home one room at a time. Hansen and his family lost their house. Now they live in a rental apartment, and he's relieved not to own property anymore. Raddix took out a loan to fix up her trailer, but after her husband died last year, she couldn't make the payments anymore. She's 70 years old and just declared bankruptcy. She's now living in subsidized housing, where she's actually really happy. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.
We'll have more stories about Hurricane Wilma coming up this week. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.